So in the studio, we have Gillian Larkham. Good afternoon, Gillian.
Good afternoon.
Can I get your job title?
Yes, so I'm the Director of Tourism.
So I understand that the Nunatsiavut Government Tourism are traveling to Hebron today for the Hebron Ambassador.
Yep.
Who was hired on this year for the positions as Hebron Ambassadors?
So this year we had 4 positions, a Hebron Ambassador, and in that role we have Gus Simigup from Hopedale, and Hebron Ambassador Assistant / Cook is Emily McNutt, and our Hebron Maintenance Employee is Stephen Gear, and our Hebron Bear Guard is Joss Fox.
How long will they be up Hebron for?
So they left Hebron this morning, and they'll be there until sometime the end of August. We have a cruise ship going in to Hebron on August 24th, and then once that cruise ship leaves, they'll start to close up the church and get the cabin ready for the winter, like winterize everything, and then they'll make their way back to Nain.
Okay. Is there still work being done at the Hebron Church?
Not this year, not in terms of restoration, but we do have staff, like the maintenance position and stuff, that will open up the building and it'll be like open like normal for visitors like we have done in the past.
So I understand that this year there will be youth attending to Hebron again, or is it base camp?
Base camp? Both.
Both?
Yeah, so our youth leadership program is going to be running from July 19th to 26th. And for that, we have 7 youth going up to base camp, 1 from each of our communities, 1 from Upper Lake Melville, and 1 from Canada. And we have Megan Dicker hired as our youth leadership program coordinator. They'll go to base camp for a week, and they'll also visit Hebron and different areas and park and things like that. We have a Students on Ice ship going into Hebron on July 22nd, and so the youth program people will be making their way over to Hebron to spend the day there with the Students on Ice ship and our Hebron staff, and then Students on Ice will be going up in around base camp the next day, so the youth will do something with the people on Students on Ice for a couple of days.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Will there be other maybe activities or programs happening this summer for up Hebron or up base camp?
So for Hebron, we've got the 2 ships visiting, and then we get a lot of visitors from base camp and some by helicopter or sailboat, like that come unexpected sometimes. And we get a lot of people from community visiting now too. And there's other programs, not with the Division of Tourism, but with other departments within Nunatsiavut government. So there's more opportunities this year for people to get up to like base camp in Hebron. Like DHSD is doing a youth program. The Division of Culture is doing an Inuit Connection program. So there's more programs this year to get more people to base camp in Hebron.
Oh, wow.
Hebron Family Archaeology Project, that is organized by our archaeologist, and this year it won't be happening, but they are looking to plan a Hebron reunion, so all of the staff are, you know, working to try and get that organized for this year.
Gillian, would you like to add anything else?
No, I don't think so. Our staff are excited to get up to Hebron and get everything situated and open up for people visiting. So sure, they'll get a lot of visitors from base camp and other places and from community. They're always excited and happy to see people in Hebron. So yeah, I think we'll have a good season.
Okay, thank you for coming by to the studio to discuss about the programs and activities happening up Hebron this summer.
Yes, thank you.
I hope to maybe get another update once all the programs are all situated.
Yeah, yep.